Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pat Robertson, who endorsed abortion and the one-child policy of China 7 years ago, on CNN Live, has now endorsed pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage candidate, pro-gun control candidate, Rudolph Giuliani. There are, of course, denials about that, but he's on video doing it. Later, we have time, we'll play that. We also have Pastor Hagee in his new book and in speeches he's given saying Jesus was not the Messiah. And then it goes on to imply that he was just some type of insurrectionist talking about the Messiah, which is what is the official view of the rabbis who say blasphemous things. Now, even if you're not a Christian, the Christian main tenet is that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and the Messiah who was rejected, who will then return again. And there's literally hundreds of passages in the Old and New Testament on this in Revelation. Now, the main tenet of Antichrist is to come and say he is not the Son of God. We are getting people freaking out right now. They're trying to defend Hagee. We're of the devil. Remember, when Pat Robertson said abortion was good in China, we were of the devil. Look, I am not going to sit here and be for abortion. I'm sorry. No matter what you do, no matter what you say, no matter what you push. Now, I twisted his arm to come on because he literally reads the Bible hours a day. He's a great American. He's my mother's, of course, brother. Highly decorated Vietnam vet, helicopter pilot. And when he moved back from Guatemala doing work down there in the 80s, they moved to San Antonio. My aunt actually knows the Hagees. When he left his wife, she came to their home and cried. Yeah, we've got some information for you. And he's doing this even though it's dangerous because it has to be known. But biblically first, from the Word of God, and again, even if you're not a Christian, this is the Word of God to Christians, and Hagee is speaking as an Antichrist. There's no debate. And William Hammond, thank you for coming on with us.
Hello, Alex.
We're going to break here in 3 minutes, as you know, but you've got the floor.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, that's the only firsthand knowledge I have of John Hagee is that his wife did come to our house in 1986 and sobbed on the couch in front of my wife that he was leaving her for another woman in the church. And it sort of makes you wonder, since the Bible says that a bishop must be the husband of one wife, him not being true to his own wife, how can he be true to the Word of God?
And being the bride to Christ.
Yes, that's right. Pastor Hagee, the plump pulpiteer, is actually in the pay of the Sabbatean Frankist Ashkenazi. Now, people are going to have to look that up on the net because we don't have time to go into that. These people rule Israel and the United States through the money power, but they are not Jews. So there's no attacking of Jews in this broadcast. True Jews are Yehudaites of the tribe of Judah, the sons of Jacob. True Jews today, like all the other lost 11 tribes of Israel, exist, but they can't prove their identity because the temple records were burned in 70 AD. So the rulers of Israel today are not biblical Israelites. They are imposters. Hagee is working to lay the groundwork for the rise of the anti-Messiah, so naturally he must say that the true Messiah, who's already come and is soon to return, is not the Messiah, Alex.
How could it be any more plain? We've got Robertson endorsing abortion. We've got Hagee saying Jesus is the Messiah. I mean, it's so obvious.
Yes, it is obvious. And there's nothing new under the sun. History doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. Stalin, in attacking the Orthodox Church in communist Russia, knew he could not reduce or remove the 1,100-year history of the Orthodox Church. So he had the KGB infiltrate the seminaries until, in the end, all the priests were KGB agents. Well, the New World Order has no new tricks. They're only doing a repeat of that. I'm not saying Hagee's a KGB agent. I'm just saying that the New World Order has infiltrated the seminaries and is producing preachers and teachers who are in the pay and in the purpose of the New World Order. It's pretty simple.
William Hammond, stay there. This guy knew about the New World Order back in the 80s, ladies and gentlemen, one of the people that woke me up. He is my uncle. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a New World Order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, we're here in occupied United States of America and North America under New World Order financial, economic, spiritual, biochemical attack. We are trying to rally the forces. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, top 10 economist living, father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal, former editor, telling you that we could have absolute global meltdown and literal collapse of financial systems to barter level. Okay? Worse than I even thought. He's never talked like that. The dollar continuing its 67% plunge against the euro. And we have Pat Robertson, who came out 7 years ago and said that China is doing what it has to do with its Planned Parenthood and abortion. Then he defended it again on CNN and said, yeah, they've got too many people. And folks got mad at me. Look, do you love Pat Robertson more or do you love those children more? I mean, just please. And now Pat Robertson has endorsed the corrupt son of a crime boss, Giuliani, the pro-abortion. And again, even if you're an atheist and love abortion and the rest of it, the point is, what do you think about top Christian leaders coming out? And here's the Hagee clip. You can go watch the video on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And it's on the right-hand side in general news down at the bottom from yesterday. But Paul Watson's doing a big article on this. Just the basics. And my uncle's here just constantly, a real Bible scholar, literally reads it hours a day at night. And knew all about the New World Order. I remember being at his house in the mid-'80s when I was a teenager. And I was telling him how I liked Rush Limbaugh right when Limbaugh had come out. And he was saying, well, Limbaugh's really a phony conservative. And he knows more than most people you'll ever hear on air, folks. He probably knows more than I do. And you've never heard him on air, ladies and gentlemen. I think he's called in 3 or 4 times the last 12 years just to mention little news items. His bud from Texas. But he's William Hammond. And he's just the best guy I could think of to get on air. We ought to make him do a radio show. But, Uncle Biff, get into the – well, let's play this clip of Hagee one more time for those that didn't hear. You can go watch the video. Okay, here it is.
I'm delighted to present my latest book, In Defense of Israel. This book will expose the sins of the fathers and the vicious abuse of the Jewish people. In Defense of Israel will shape Christian theology. It scripturally proves that the Jewish people as a whole did not reject Jesus as Messiah. It will also prove that Jesus did not come to earth to be the Messiah. It will prove that there was a Calvary conspiracy between Rome, the high priest, and Herod to execute Jesus as an insurrectionist too dangerous to live. Since Jesus refused by word and deed to claim to be the Messiah, how can the Jews be blamed for rejecting what was never offered? Read it in this shocking expose, In Defense of Israel.
This latest book by Pastor John Hagee is destined to generate lively discussions among Christians the world over. It's available in most U.S. bookstores, or call the number on the screen and order your copy today. Call now or visit our website. Ask for offer B139.
That is unedited. That is the ad on their website, taken from their website. And, of course, people are in denial. And now notice he mixes truth with lies. Many of the Jews and others did follow Jesus and accept him. And then right before they started beating him and took him into their hands, they said, "Are you the Messiah?" And he said, "Yes." And then they ripped their clothes off. The Pharisees did. The high priest ripped open his cloak. And there's so many other cases. So to have this is a direct assault at the very pillar of the Christian faith. Again, my uncle William Hammond here with us on air. You've got the floor. Break it down.
Okay, Alex. First of all, let's define our terms. The word Messiah is a Hebrew word. It stands for Savior, Son of God, Christ, Anointed One. That's what we're talking about, the Messiah. Another thing to mention is that right off the bat, John Hagee, according to the Bible, is not a Christian. He's a Christianoid. He has all of the trappings of Christianity. And if you compare what he says and does to the Word of God, it doesn't square. Now, I think we could go it through it like this. He, Pastor Hagee, refuses to acknowledge that Christ Jesus is the Messiah. Let's find out who did acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. Let's start out with Hagee's boss. Let's start out with the devil. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. Then the devil takes Jesus up to the holy city and sets him on the pinnacle of the temple and says to him, "If you are the Son of God." Right then and there, Satan was acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God. If it weren't so, he wouldn't have wasted his time with him and offering him all the kingdoms of the world. So right then and there, the devil acknowledges Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. Well, let's move on. What about someone else? How about the demons, the guys that work for Satan? Let's see in Matthew 8:29 what happened there. Matthew 8:28 and 29. And when Jesus was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God?" So right there, even the demons acknowledge Jesus as Messiah, Son of God. Let's move on to some more friendly folks, the disciples. What did they say about Jesus? And in Matthew 16, verse 13, Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea and asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Well, some say that you're John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Jesus said unto them, "But whom say you that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then some more enemies acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. What about the high priests? In Matthew 26, let's go to Matthew 26, and it'll be verse 63. This was at Jesus' trial before his crucifixion. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, "I adjure thee by the living God that you tell us whether you be the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said unto them, "You have said." So Jesus knew that they were acknowledging him right there and then as the Son of God, even as they prepared to crucify him. Again, those high priests, his enemies, in Mark 14, verse 61 and 62. It's the same scene, his trial before his crucifixion. But Jesus held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. So they acknowledged him right there as being the Messiah.
All now,
right.
How stupid does Hagee think we are?
Well, the New World Order thinks they've dumbed us down to the point in the educational system, the government, the economy, and the churches that we're just about at the imbecile level. And so that's how they treat us. Because like you were always saying, 95% of the people won't take the effort to check it out. Let's go to John chapter 4, verses 25-26. Now, this is one of the few places in the New Testament that the actual word Messiah is used. And this is the woman at the well that he spoke to, the Samaritan woman. And the woman said unto him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. So the Samaritan woman acknowledged him as the Son of God. And finally, I've got one here, the blind man. Remember when he healed the blind man in John chapter 9, verses 35? And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Do you believe on the Son of God? The blind man answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, You have both seen him, and it is he that talks with you. So, in conclusion, all these people, friends, enemies, strangers, those that loved him, God himself, all acknowledged him as the Son of God. So why can't the pimp pulpit parrot John Hagee acknowledge him as the Messiah? That's the question.
Again, we're talking to our true Bible scholar, my Uncle William Hammond, joining us from Texas. But I'm remembering hundreds of other points. What about with the baptism and whenever John the Baptist looks up and Jesus is there? I mean, he falls down right there.
Alex, we could sit here all day, all night, and all next week bringing up scriptures that prove from every corner that Jesus is the Messiah.
And doesn't it come up from over and over again that they keep saying that the devil and his servants will always attack and say Christ is a prophet, Christ is a this or that, but he's not the Son of God?
Yes, they're denying him. And God in the Bible says, Come out of her, my beloved. That's referring to the Christianoid churches, which are 501c3 IRS-controlled organizations. They're really not churches. They're infiltrated creatures of the government, and no one who really wants to follow the Messiah, follow the Savior, can in good conscience remain in those organizations. Now, that's a hard saying, but we're down to the wire, and it's the truth.
What about Pat Robertson saying that China's abortion is good and endorsing Giuliani?
Apparently, Pat Robertson was a tool and a creature of the New World Order from the get-go. And he wormed himself up into the world of evangelical broadcasting and TV and is only now manifesting himself as what he truly is, because out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So they can hide it for years, but sooner or later, they're going to reveal who their masters are, and they're going to speak it to the world.
This is a very dark time. I see everything moving, financially, spiritually, physically. I mean, I really, do you feel in your spirit that we are entering a vortex?
Yes, we're definitely in not just the last days, but the last hours. Satan is pulling out all the stops. He knows his time is short. We say that people are insane and that they're unbalanced, but really, they're simply servants of a wicked, self-anointed God called Lucifer and Satan. And they seem to do things that are irrational, but if you look in the Bible and see what Satan's purpose is, to kill, steal, destroy, and dethrone the soon-coming Messiah, then it all makes sense what's going on in all these different realms of economics, military, and so forth.
The world leaders are setting the table for a bloody orgy. Wolves feeding at the blood of the innocent. And in the midst of it, demons like Hagee have the nerve to come out and vomit out all this, and millions will follow. Millions will now say that Jesus is not the Messiah.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Your own personal Jesus. I guess that's Pastor Hagee now. And don't attack me that I'm attacking Pat Robertson and the rest of them.
Your own personal Jesus.
I mean, call yourself something else. Call yourself Christianoids, as my uncle coined.
Someone to hear your prayers. Someone.
Okay, William Hammond, my uncle, studied the Bible hours daily. Look, more on the fact, I called you this morning and said, you know, I could get all these other preachers on, but I know you know more than all of them put together, and he literally does. I said, why don't you come on and go over all the scriptures where they say he's the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, all that. And he said, okay. And then you went, oh, by the way, and you told me that. I remember hearing that before, years ago, when you said how wicked he was in private over coffee. But, again, he had that little church out on the loop recap that and add any other facets of his first wife sobbing and crying on the couch at your house with Aunt Lil, because that's key just to show who this man is.
In 1986, my wife was associated with the first Mrs. Hagee in some kindergarten effort, something like that, and she came to our house and sobbed on our couch before my wife that her husband, John Hagee, was leaving her for another woman in the church. And my comment on it was that if, as the Bible says, a bishop or a leader must be the husband of one wife. So if a man is not true to his wife, how can he be true to the Word of God? And clearly we see this coming out right now that he is not. And in the 80s, he had a dinky little chintzy church on Loop 410 in Northwest San Antonio, and not too much later, he was the leader of a gigantic complex with huge buildings, and you've seen it on TV, and you wonder, how did he get there? Did he sell out for money to take up this trumpet against the truth and talking about we must war for Israel, or what? I can't prove anything. But it is odd.
Well, he also says you can't ever criticize Israel. You can't ever say anything bad about Israel, that Israel is supreme. But the Christ was speaking out against the leadership and the Pharisees and Sadducees and everything he did. And the prophets were all killed for speaking out and telling Israel to repent. How do they create this?
I can't say because I wasn't there, but we know it's happening, and we know it's part and parcel of a giant plan to use the church as a sedative. Lenin said religion is the opiate of the people. Well, a relationship with Jesus Christ personally, according to the Word of God, is not religion. That's a relationship. But all of this false religion, which we see around us being utilized by the New World Order, is an opiate.
Well, Revelation, he says there's Christ with the wounds in his hand coming back. I mean, they're even identifying it right there that he ignores that. And on top of that, this is a direct, again, assault right at the bedrock.
That's right. Let me conclude with one more scripture here. And it's Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, and this is the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus and the three disciples were up on the mountain and he was transfigured and became a glittering figure. Verse 5 of 17 of Matthew, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. So that's God himself acknowledging Jesus as the Messiah, as his own son. And we would do well to do the same, to pull out of these Christianoid organizations and dedicate ourselves to the Word of God, because that's where the truth is, and that is what is going to bring us through the times ahead.
We've got to do a part two, maybe even tomorrow or Monday or something, on this, because all of Revelation says the Antichrist will come and say he's Jesus. And then now, that's what Hagee's saying. He's saying Jesus wasn't the Messiah. The Messiah is coming, and when he comes, that is Jesus' coming, or that is the Messiah. He's agreeing with what the Orthodox Jews are saying.
Yeah, like I said, it's a vast subject, and to deal with it in the moment is inadequate. So we all need to return to the Word, the listeners, myself, you, and dig in, and let's get the truth so we won't be deceived by these Christianoid deceivers.
You know, this is a further fulfillment of prophecy, though, because it says they would do this.
Exactly. It's all been, history is on rails. God wrote the book, and it's going to come down just like he said. So we need to get on the right train and stay on the rails and follow the truth.
Do you think they've overcalculated, or how much of his tens of thousands of members and supporters, millions of supporters, do you think there'll be a falling away from him, or do you think they'll just love it?
I think in the main they will love it, because since they're not true believers and followers of the true word, they're going to be deceived by the strong delusion of religion.
They've been given strong delusion. Well, my uncle, William Hammond, I salute you for your great research. God bless you.
Bless you.
All right, stay there. I want to talk to you during the break. All right, Kevin Booth on his 4-year drug war film. It's amazing. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hardworking Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less. Stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to give you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for.
So call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 1-800-396-1316 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 1-800-396-1316. 1-800-396-1316. That's 1-800-396-1316.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MediCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MediCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MediCleanse is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're live and then back from 9 to midnight here on the network. Restreaming the show, and it ends at 2 o'clock Central on the internet at InfoWars.com. If you missed any of the first hour or so of the transmission, you can also subscribe to the free podcast. I met Kevin Booth on an Access TV in the mid-1990s, and he, of course, was the first producer for Bill Hicks, legendary comedian, who spoke out against the Iraq War, the New World Order, you name it. Kevin was there driving, skipping school and stuff down in Houston and driving Bill Hicks around to different gigs and events. And, of course, I was at Simon & Schuster put out a best-selling book a couple years ago about Bill Hicks and Kevin Booth. But that aside, Kevin's a filmmaker in his own right. Not just making Ninja Bachelor Party a comedy classic. He has spent over 4 years, and he did this because of his brother, who was a substance abuser, and watching all that happen. Kevin's a great guy. He's the type of guy who goes down and feeds the homeless on Christmas. And, you know, I mean, just a really good guy. He'd never tell you about that, but he's just a real sweetheart, and so is his wife, Trey. And good friends of mine. I didn't like it when they moved to L.A., but they're out there with the fires and the mudslides. I'm joking. He's going to have a free showing at a big venue. He's giving away 200 tickets. Other people are paying, by the way. 200 free tickets to our listeners, because it holds like 1,000 or something, for this big event, the premiere, and he already released it once. This is expanded. It's scheduled, as they say, to be on Showtime coming up next year, of American Drug War. And he spent 4 years making it, ladies and gentlemen. 4 years. I mean, he went and showed, you know, back alley homeless people injecting heroin and LAPD, tasering people on PCP. And, I mean, it's incredible stuff. I mean, just it is amazing showing how this whole thing is a war against the American people. The more they up the war, the more drugs on the street. By making it illegal, it jacks up the prices. He interviewed governors. It just goes on and on. And he's got a showing coming up, tomorrow night there in L.A. And but to tell us about the film and how you can get 200 free tickets, folks, this is for our audience. You can go to AmericanDrugWar.com, by the way. We've got a link up on Infowars.com and get those tickets. Kevin, good to have you on with us.
How's it going there, Alex? If you want the free tickets, email me at kevin@sacredcow.com. If you send a direct email to that link and just put in the subject free tickets with your name and email address and phone number if you want to give it, and I'll make sure that you have free tickets waiting at the gate. It's at the Egyptian Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, built in the 1920s. It's a huge, beautiful venue.
That's where they premiere all the big movies. This is the big red carpet, yeah.
Yeah, it's right across the street from the Chinese Theater, just almost catty corner from it. They premiered, believe, the Ten Commandments there in 1920. It's very huge, beautiful gold ceiling.
And they can also go to AmericanDrugWar.com. That's an easy place to remember and link over to that email. And, again, for all of our Southern California listeners, AmericanDrugWar.com. Links up on Infowars.com. Kevin, get into the film.
Well, it's been a long journey. You mentioned my brother. Really, start off with my best friend Bill died of cancer at age 32. And a lot of people have had, you know, conspiracy theories about whether the government played a role in it because, you know, Bill and I, you know, Bill exposed what went on in Waco. He was talking about the New World Order.
He was there live while it was happening.
Yep.
You guys snuck around. Tell people that story.
Well, it was the seventh day of the siege, and Bill and I were able to sneak past all the DPS checkpoints and went through all these country roads, and we were able to get into where the press corps was, and we sat there and we filmed a little, you know, we made a small film that was still on the internet, and, back then, we didn't know how it was going to end. Okay, you know, of course, back then, it was like, boy, this David Koresh, what a nut and all that. But you never had any idea, like, how it was going to end. And when it ended, it was just so obvious what had happened. And then when that footage came out on Access TV that showed the tank shooting the flames into the compound, Bill, you know, that really changed Bill's agenda. Bill went from being a comedian almost to just a social commentator at that point. He actually used to show that footage at some of his shows.
And then he died very soon thereafter.
Yeah, and he even tried to talk about it on NBC on Letterman, and it got censored.
And that was a big controversy, and Letterman later apologized after he died. So that's how the saga begins. Continue.
Right. Well, okay. So, I mean, so Bill died from cigarettes and alcohol. My mom died from alcohol. My dad died from alcohol and cigarettes. And my brother died from taking legal prescription drugs, actually to control his schizophrenia that caused him to have a seizure. And so, you know, I look at this as I've been through four personal deaths from what I call the legal drugs of alcohol, tobacco, pharmaceutical, and these companies are allowed to kill, a million people a year easily, while all the illegal drugs combined, although they're bad, no one's saying they're good, only kill 11,000 people a year. Marijuana, almost zero. It's hard to find any facts really about that. And yet, we've got over a million nonviolent drug offenders living behind bars right now. Over 1 million nonviolent drug offenders.
And we have government documents where they admit it's because they're good workers. Displacing people out in the workforce against 20 cents an hour.
Slavery never ended. Just changed. You know, it just changed.
Now you've had several versions of the film. This is reportedly the last one, but you went to, I mean, you went to, no, I'm not knocking it. That's how I do films.
No, it's fine knocking.
You went to Tulia, Texas. I mean, what is in this final version people are going to see next year on Showtime? What is in this I mean, does it have Tulia and setting up the black people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, basically, I don't really feel like I'm telling any story for the first time. I'm not the first person to tell the Tulia story where they came in and they rounded up 10% of the entire black population, threw him in prison on fraudulent drug charges, all based on the testimony of one known racist cop. I'm not the first person to tell that story. I'm not the first person to document Tommy Chong going to prison for because his son.
But you're the only one to get in and get the prison video interview.
Yeah, I got that. I'm not the first person to tell the Ricky Ross story. Of course, Gary Webb, who told the Ricky Ross story, he accidentally shot himself twice in the head somehow. And he told the Ricky Ross story. And so I'm not the first person to tell any of these stories. But I'm trying to put them all together and connect the dots and say, look, these are all drug war stories. This is all part of one agenda that all falls under the drug war. People right now are very focused on the war on terror, and they're finally waking up to the fact that the oil complex and the oil cartels are fueling this war on terror, but the pharmaceutical complex has been long fueling this war on drugs.
Well, look, we got the numbers. In 1990, they have now since then more than tripled the funding for the drug war, and the numbers have actually risen. I keep saying triple the heroin, double the cocaine. It's even higher than that. We've gone from less than 1 million behind bars to 4 million behind bars, 7 million plus in the system. So the more drugs they, and of course the government's been caught over and over again shipping drugs in. I know you've got Sully Castillo, the head federal investigator down in Latin America with the Drug Enforcement Agency, watching them load the cocaine on the planes. I mean, run the gamut of the film. There's so much, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, the film kind of follows a personal narrative of me growing up in the 70s and Nixon starting the drug war and it not having any effect on me all the way to, it starts really there with Nixon announcing the drug war in 71, and the film basically ends now with the 6th anniversary of 9/11, where it was announced that Blackwater would be getting $15 billion to help with the drug war. And everything in between. I mean, we go deep into Iran-Contra and Oliver North, you know, the entire Ricky Ross story, and Ricky is in the film. There's been many documentaries made about Ricky, but I believe this is the first one that Ricky's actually in. Now, Freeway Ricky Ross is accused by many people for starting the crack epidemic of the late 80s, and the crack that spread all across America. And basically, he was making millions of dollars a day, and this was from selling cocaine that was found out to be coming from the CIA, and the money was going back to finance Reagan's Contra war.
And even the CIA Solicitor General admitted that. So for people out there listening, that's now an admitted.
The head of the DEA admitted it, Bob Bonner, who's a personal friend of Judge Gray, who's in the film. And by the way, Judge Gray, Superior Court Judge, will be speaking at my event Friday night. Very special guest.
Again, AmericanDrugWar.com to find the email link right there to go over and get a free ticket. Only 200 being offered, folks. It's a huge theater, but for our listeners, he's offering you 200 free tickets. I appreciate.
And this is part of the Artivist Film Festival. It's the big yearly film festival. That's always the activist. It's the top activist films of the year. Last year, they premiered Fast Food Nation. The year before that, they premiered Super Size Me. And there's a lot of other good films there this year. And, you know, everybody come out, you can go to also, you can go to artivist.org, or just Google Artivist, kind of a weird spelling, A-R-T-I-V-I-S-T. Go to that website, and you can see this whole entire film festival that I'm a part of. And there's going to be a lot of coverage there, the awards ceremony.
Well, Kevin,
you're going to have Ted Danson and Alyssa Milano.
Wow. Kevin, I want to be clear here. When I said it's taken you 4+ years, that's not a criticism. It took you years to get into Ross. It took you almost a year to get in to see Tommy Chung. I mean, it's taken a long time because you have literally been on a quest, and it's a saga. So
yeah,
I
enjoy working. I enjoy working on it. I mean, Trey keeps telling me to like stop it already. My wife Trey, you know, and I'm gonna sit there and just keep adding things until they pull the master out of my hand and play it on Showtime. When it plays on Showtime, then it's like that's it. That's gonna be the film. I can't change it anymore once it broadcasts, right? But you know,
well, congratulations. Now I know there's a couple different cuts, and is the and there's, you know, what to leave in, what to leave out. How long is the film right now?
2 hours.
Is the part on there with the drug czar at the time being questioned about narcotics trafficking by his chief officer in Latin America, did that stay in?
No, I'm saving that for another one. But I do have McCaffrey in there. You know, I visited McCaffrey on my own. I mean, I filmed like a whole thing of Alex to start with this thing, and that's going to be a second spinoff of this film because, you know, the footage I filmed with you is almost like a narrative piece, and I'm gonna do several spinoffs, and one of them's gonna be the hardcore New World Order conspiracy theories, and I want you to be the host of that one for sure. But you know, one of the things I wanted to do on this show is I know there's gotta be some really hardcore Alex Jones fans here in Southern California. You know, I used to work with Alex, I'm from Austin, I've been out here in LA now for 2 years. I would love to meet you guys. So you guys wanna get into this thing for free? You know, contact me, Kevin at SacredCow.com, or go to this Artivist website And, you know, let me meet all the Alex Jones fans here in L.A. Let's all unite. There's going to be a lot of Ron Paul followers there. And also I'm going to be in Austin on December 20th. It's looking like Antone's right now, and hopefully Alex will be there too.
No, I'll definitely come to that, my friend, because I'm kind of by the middle of December, I go into retrograde. I'm kind of relaxed, but I do want to see you. I miss you, man. I've been out to L.A. three or four times last year, and I've just been all business, driving to this meeting, driving to that meeting, and, you know, enjoying all the traffic and smog. But
just real quick, the film will also be playing in Vermont somewhere at the Mart House, and it's also playing in Seattle tonight. So we're in three cities right now.
Can you dig up during the next break exactly where we'll plug that?
You know what? I'm going to have to post it on my website.
Okay, AmericanDrugWar.com. Kevin, let's talk more about what's in the film. I mean, there's so much. Oh, my gosh.
Pick a topic. You know, we go into what's going with Afghanistan post-9/11.
In 5 minutes, run the gamut, start to finish. I mean, just hitting some of the high points.
Well, for one thing, you know, we could... Sheriff Joe Arpaio
is
a big part of it, you know.
I mean, you got footage of him, and he looks like a complete psychopath. I mean, he looks mentally ill. Talk about that.
I guess, you know, one of my tricks as a filmmaker, I try to disarm people with humor a little bit. And so I think by, like, laughing at all of his jokes, I kind of got him to act a little sillier in front of the camera. I got him to admit some pretty funny things, and so that's in the film. I was able to sneak into a luncheon that former drug czar Barry McCaffrey was having in Austin, and that was pretty fun. But getting in to see Tommy Chong, and I don't know, it's a long string. The way you kind of have to see how it's strung together, but the film does have a timeline, and we take you through Ricky Ross gets a resentencing hearing in the film. We take you to Amsterdam. There's a moment in the film where Sheriff Joe Arpaio is talking about Amsterdam, and the reason we're talking about Amsterdam is because they've not so much legalized drugs there, but they've decriminalized drugs there.
And drug use actually plummeted.
Absolutely, and they've also succeeded in making pot boring. You know, they've it's not glamorized like it is here. It's not like the cool thing to do. You know,
I tried drugs a few times when I was in high school. And I thought, you know, oh, this, you know, feeling all freaked out and then feeling like crud the next day, this is horrible, I don't like it. And I didn't fall into the thing of, oh, it's counterculture, it's cool, so thank God I never got into drugs. But and that's why I feel so sorry for people who think, just because I'm attacking the drug war, and you do the same thing, doesn't mean then we think the whole drug culture is cool. No, that's what we hate. Kevin, do you agree?
Yeah, I totally agree. And here in Hollywood, one of the really big things that's going on with the drug war right now is the deal over medical marijuana. We have all these medical marijuana dispensaries here, and everybody locally wants it, even the LAPD want it, and yet at the same time we have the DEA coming in and just basically performing random busts. So here we've got a perfect example of the state law. This, you know, we have like these state laws where everybody's agreed they want it. I mean, it's polled, like 80% of everybody wants medical marijuana to be legal.
Isn't it like 25 states, but the feds say no?
Exactly. It's only like 11 officially right now, but the feds, it is just this weird thing. So it's like this random thing. There's 400 marijuana dispensaries around my home here. And
well, here's an example. I know old folks right here in Austin who have glaucoma, and none of the drugs work, so they got, they were given marijuana pills.
Marinol,
and it works. I mean, these are 80-year-old women and stuff. They're not wanting to get high. This is a miracle drug, and that's why George Washington grew it and smoked it.
Well, I mean, perhaps, you know, when God left certain plants growing upon this earth, maybe it was for a reason. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, people should be able to take poppy plants and make heroin out of it. I'm not saying people should be able to take coca leaves and make cocaine out of it. I mean, that's different. That's chemistry. But when you talk about naturally occurring drugs, herbs, things that come out of the ground, and then you've got some guy with a badge and a gun telling you that it's wrong, It's just I have a hard time buying it that something that grows out of the earth is evil.
Well, look, they know it's something people want to use, so by making it illegal, they get to create a war. The British wrote textbooks on how to make certain teas or certain cloths or certain things restricted for license to do something that would be illegal, so they could go around and legally pirate off the merchant ships and say, oh, you didn't follow all these regulations right. That's all this is. And I hope in the next film you make, and part two, because this is documented, it's not a conspiracy theory, in the 20s, new companies were bringing in opium, coca, dozens of other plants, and so the big cartels that had a monopoly went and got it criminalized so they could cut off their competition, then they could bring it in black market and make 1,000 times what they would have.
It's the same thing over and over again. I don't know if you've seen that new movie, Idiocracy, that's supposed to show what it's going to be in America 500 years from now. It's pretty classic, but in the movie they've outlawed water, which is the Brondo Corporation, the thirst mutilator.
Well, it's got the electrolytes plants crave.
I know, but it's got it's so perfect. So,
all right, money.
That's what it's like, but it's obviously a metaphor for marijuana because they outlawed a plant that could basically help solve fuel needs. Clothing.
And they outlawed 15 other varieties that have no THC but are better than cotton, better than everything.
Yeah, and meanwhile, they're forcing people to take pharmaceuticals, practically.
Which are even more deadly than heroin and cocaine. The molecules are absolute toxic waste. We'll be right back with Kevin Booth, AmericanDrugWar.com. You can see the new film tomorrow night in L.A. Free.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show.
Because there's a war on for your mind.
There certainly is. I'm going to keep Kevin 5 minutes in the next hour with Steve Quayle. Talk about the plunge of the dollar, the Iran war they're still trying to push, and a lot more. Tons of vital news coming up the next hour. I'm also going to hear Pat Robertson endorsing pro-abortion Giuliani. And Hagee saying Jesus is the Messiah. I mean, this is getting crazy. We're living in total fruitcake land here. Before I go any further, you need to go to eFoodsDirect.com, ladies and gentlemen, the J. Michael Stevens Group, the highest quality storable foods company out there. With these dangerous times of the economy, the environment, war, all the things that are happening, you need to have a year's supply of food for each member of your family. But at bare minimum, get a year's supply for one person, and then you got 4 or 5 months for each person to supplement any other food you have. It's high quality. It's freeze-dried, so you just add water to all the great meals they've got. And the meals are all 50% bigger than what most of the other food companies are, what they claim you need, Daily Alliance. These are filling meals, high quality, organic. They say 99% organic, because on a few things, you know, they can't certify it. But that's 1-800-409-5633. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. The big banners at the top of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You can link through to eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. Also, Endgame's out. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, showing it for the 10th and final time tonight at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. You can try to get tickets online. I think it's sold out, and they save a few tickets for at the door. And this is the last showing. Last time I'm showing it here in Austin, it's done. So I hope to see you out there this evening at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. If you want to see it right now in super high quality, download or stream, get a 15-cent a day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Burn it to disc. Share it with family, friends. I want you to take action or get the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. Ship right to your door or call 888-253-3139. The big eugenics program, how they're exterminating us, how they're running their ops under the guise of cancer research and the rest of it. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Kevin, yeah, Blackwater, tens of billions of dollars to run the border and fight drugs. Yeah, right, fight drugs. That is control. Who ships them in? Well, I've talked to some people in the military who were there, you know, let this shipment through, don't let that shipment through. The government running the Los Zetas, the U.S. government running the Los Zetas, Mexican troops that are running hits for them. The U.S. government is waging war on cartels that don't pay their cut. That's the only war on drugs. Kevin?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, what's going on? I mean, that's just something we, you know, didn't really even have time in this film to go into what's going on in the Mexican border. Is that in itself is an entire film. That's, you know, what I started, one phase of doing this film was I actually got offered by some people to turn this into an 11-part series, because the drug war is so huge and confusing that it's just unbelievable. But going back to Iran, we were talking a little bit, one of the points that the film also makes is talking about, you know, it's important to go back and to study the Iran-Contra incident. It's very important to go back and study that right now, because that was, you know, a preeminent blueprint for what's going on right now. And we have all these, you know, convicted guys back in the White House, you know, Negroponte and Gates, and, you know, all these, this whole same cast of, you know, this whole crew of people from that administration are back in the White House, while Ricky Ross, the only single black perpetrator of this thing, like, is sitting in prison.
And so many CIA people and others, so many times DEA's caught plane loads of drugs with U.S. government agents flying. And I mean, everybody knows. It's public knowledge the government deals the drugs and ships in and controls the... Back in the 80s, Tony Montana knew that. They're the ones, the banks, they've been doing it 1,000 years. Look at him. Fly, Pelican.
Go, Pelican.
Fly, Pelican.
Go, little Pelican.
How many times we watched Scarface together, Kevin?
About 10.
Stay there, man. We'll be right back. There's only one thing in this world that gives orders. That's right. Fly, Pelican. Look at the Pelican.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.